Brent Teichman, for Judge Stormy Taylor, Treasurer. Brent's in the chair to visit with us now. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
How's it all going? Okay?
Yeah, it's going great. Kind of...
You're enjoying the campaign?
I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. It's such an honor to be able to attend all these events all across the county, and we've just been zigzagging from one end of the county to the other at a blistering pace, as they would say.
Okay, give me an idea of what you've done since the last time we talked, a month ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, we've been doing all sorts of things. The one I'd say it's hard to follow Bob Lott's speech. I mean, he's Mr. Wormsburg, but one thing we did yesterday, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring up just real quick, speaking of Wormsburg High School, is I was out and attended the retirement party for Coach Culp, John Culp, and Karen Hibden. They retired from the university. And so the athletic department hosted a big retirement event for them out at Traditions yesterday, and it was just absolutely jam-packed, which anybody who knows Coach Culp and knows Karen is not surprised by the fact that it was that's the most people I've seen in Traditions since the Jennies were in the Final Four, and yes. Thank goodness it was such a good day, because it just kind of spilled outside. But, you know, Coach Culp has been such a tremendous influence on my life, and I told him yesterday, I don't think he realizes the impact that he's had on so many young people, not only here in Warrensburg, but at the university. He's been at the university now for, I think it was 19 years, and, you know, he was one of the first people that I ever met when I moved here in 1991. I think I've told you the story before about my parents moving me here when I was a sophomore in high school, and what kind of a difficult, you know, that's difficult for anybody to just be thrown into a new situation. And I had such a love for sports, and especially football, and I was lucky enough to meet him just a few weeks after I moved here. And of course, he was the high school football coach, and he just had such an impact on my life and continues to do so to this day. So congratulations, Coach, if you're listening. Much deserved, and I know he's got great plans for retirement. So that was, we did that yesterday.
You know, you don't have to be a young person to feel that about Coach Culp either. I'm older than he is, and he's had an effect on me as well. So
he's a tremendous individual, and so that was a really great thing to be at. But oh gosh, what else have we been doing? I tell you, one of the big things that we did this month, well, I didn't do it, but I was lucky enough to be a part of it, was watching this effort that our communities put together to build this inclusive park. This has really been a 2-year process. And for those that aren't really familiar with it, you know, this has been put together mainly by Scott Holmberg and all the people out at RISE and the Johnson County Board of Services. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, they undertook this really big effort to raise money in order to build this park so that everyone, even people with disabilities, could have the ability to come and just play together. That's what they
enjoy it.
Enjoy
it. Yeah.
And so they had to raise, when it started, over $320,000 or $330,000. And about 6 weeks ago, they went to the Warrensburg City Council and said, look, we're $80,000 short, and we need help, because we have grants that we've obtained, and those grants are going to expire at the end of the year if we don't have the project completed. So, you know, we just need the $80,000. And luckily, the city council, they have a fund that can be used for projects just like this. And they had $40,000 that they could offer up. But the way they did it, I thought, was just so brilliant, because they looked at Scott Holmberg, and they looked at the folks who were fundraising, and they said, here's the deal. If you guys can raise $40,000 in the next 30 days, we'll match it, and you'll have your $80,000. And so they went out, and it was so unbelievable to see our community come together. And, you know, the Warrensburg Early Bird Rotary Club gave $4,000. And all these other organizations came together, because they knew every dollar that they were giving was being matched by the city. And so the greatest story that I think, and I told this to the Lions Club the other day, but the greatest story that I saw come out of this was this little girl. Her name is Ava Lund, and I'm sure most people know her parents, Casey and Jessica. And if you know her parents, then this probably isn't a big surprise to you. But every year for her birthday, she takes food donations instead of gifts from her friends. And she says, look, just, you know, I've got what I need. Give me food donations instead of presents. And so, you know, she'll get birthday money. And every year she goes out and donates all the food and the money to, like, the food pantry. Yep. Well, this year she said, because her birthday, I think, was April 27th, right in the middle of this big fundraiser. And she said, give me donations. I want to raise money for the park. And she set a goal of $500 because she wanted to raise basically $1,000. She'd give $500 and the city would match it. And so she and her mom and her dad kind of, you know, put together a little Facebook campaign and talked to all of her friends. And she said, I want to raise $500. And she raised $500 in 24 hours. And so most kids at that point, I think, would just look at it and say, well, hey, mission accomplished. I did a great job here, huh? And so not Ava. Little 11-year-old Ava, she said, well, if I raise $500, then I can raise $1,000. So she upped her goal, and then within like 2 days, she had met that. And she said, well, if I can raise $1,000, I can raise $2,000. And she kept going all the way up until her birthday. And then when we appeared, when Rise had their little ribbon cutting a couple of weeks ago with the big tenderloin eating contest, which we won't talk about. We'll talk about that.
Did you eat it all?
I did not get it all down.
Okay.
But I didn't get sick either. But so Ava showed up that day, and she had an envelope of all the money and the contributions that she had been out trying to raise. And what was so special about it was they had gotten to about $38,000 of their $40,000 goal. And so they were, you know, trying to, it was the last week of the campaign. They're really trying to, get the rest of the money together. And she showed up with an envelope, and she raised $4,300, and it put them over the top. And I just think that that is such a neat story, and it is so indicative of the community in which we live, and how when we put our hearts and our minds together and we say, this is what we're going to do, we do it. And so now they're breaking ground, and they think it's going to be done by September. So just such a – that's been the neatest thing, I think, that I have seen just our community banding together since I've been on this crazy campaign trail. But I just think that's a great story. So
what's next for you here?
Oh, we have a really big, actually, we just announced this on Sunday. I kind of teased it when I was here with you last time. I told everybody save the date for June 21st. We are having...
Stay tuned, you said.
Yes, I did. And so we just sent out our announcements, so be looking in the mail. We're having a big event out at the Montserrat Vineyards on June 21st, which is just an incredibly beautiful... Have you been there?
I've been there a number of times.
It's gorgeous out there. And so we're having this event on June 21st, and it's hosted by Dr. Phil and Kelly Weinberger, the folks that own the winery out there, who are just tremendous people, and they do so much for our community. And we have 16 other couples who have who are serving as a host committee. And we're going to send out the notices for that. But it's going to be on Thursday evening, June 21st. We're going to have just a live band to play for a little bit. Nothing crazy. Some, you know, appetizers and just an opportunity for people to come out. Another opportunity for folks to come out and meet me, meet my wife, Molly, meet my family, and have an opportunity to ask me whatever questions they want to ask me about this office and why I'm running and my credentials and my experience. It's going to be...
A face-to-face meeting, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want it to be relaxed, and we want it to, you know, give people an opportunity to just have a good night and have fun and enjoy... fellowshipping.
You gonna play in any golf tournament?
Tis the season, right? I actually played in one on Sunday with my brother-in-law, and we actually did pretty well, but we didn't place. But
but you did okay.
Yeah, I exceeded my expectations. Oh, okay. Let's put it that way. But yeah, we've got several of those, and I think Judy and Bob were just talking about the big one, the school foundation one coming up on June 8th. So we'll be playing in that, and playing in the big Warrensburg Chamber of Commerce tournament. I believe that's on the 22nd of June. And then, of course, the Todd Heyman Memorial, which is coming up in July. Those are the three that I know about right off the top of my head. But this is, you know, it's I love golf, number one. I'm not great at it, but it's something that you know, you learn a lot about a person's character on the golf course for about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, you do.
You see them at their best and you see them at their worst, and you see how they handle adversity. And so that'll be we're gonna be doing lots of golf.
I'll see it all. I'm committed to all of those too. So.
Oh, super. Well, hopefully I.
You know, you can spend a lot of money in golf season just going to tournaments.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
What is this 100 Ways and 100 Days campaign?
100 Ways and 100 Days. That is, we start. Okay, so we are, as of today, we are 76 days from our election. So, on August 7th. So, 24 days ago. When we were 100 days out,
you started that,
we
huh?
started our final push, and we call it 100 Ways in 100 Days. And the whole purpose of it is to give people, again, an opportunity to meet me face-to-face. So we have committed to do at least 100 separate events and opportunities for people to meet me throughout the county in the final 100 days of the campaign. And as I'm sitting here with you today, I think this is number, I can count this one, right? I think it's number 30 or 31. So we're a little bit ahead of pace, but it's, you know, like I've said before, we thought it was very important from the very beginning to give people the opportunity, if they wanted it, to be able to know me, to meet me, to learn about my history and why I'm running, and why I feel like this office is so critically important for our citizens. And so 100 Ways and 100 Days is just our way of trying to make ourselves available for people to meet us, and it's incredible. It's fun. It's a crazy pace, but it's a lot of fun.
And for those who may be wondering exactly which position we're talking about, it's the probate judge, right? Of the associate judge of the probate division.
That's correct.
Johnson County, whatever the circuit number is.
Yes, we are in the 17th judicial circuit, and so Johnson County and Cass County make up the 17th circuit. My position that I'm running for is exclusive to Johnson County. I don't have to cross the county line.
Oh, you won't have to go to Cass County.
Very rarely, by assignment maybe. Yeah. But my duties will be to handle all of the probate cases, all of the juvenile cases, approximately 1/4 of all of the domestic family law cases, some, you know, criminal non-support, people who aren't paying their child support and those types of things. But yeah, mainly probate and juvenile. Very, very, very important position for our county, because there are very difficult decisions that are made in that office every day, and we are just committed to making sure that we have someone in there who not only has the experience and the education and the knowledge, but who also has the right temperament and the right demeanor to be able to make good decisions.
We'll talk about, we just came through graduation.
Yes.
Did you go to any of the ceremonies?
I did not get to the Warrensburg High School ceremony Friday night. We had another commitment. My son went. He has a lot of friends. Uh-huh. He's going to be a senior. He's already told me he is a senior now, because they've all graduated. But
so he is now one.
Yeah, he's the top dog, according to him. And we have a daughter who is a freshman, going to be a sophomore. So they had a lot of friends who were graduating, and we were running around to graduation parties and for about the last 2 weeks. And just congratulations to all those graduates. I know it is such a huge and monumental accomplishment, not only for them but for their parents. And I've learned a lot from watching these parents dealing with everything from planning the parties, and I'm gonna leave most of that to my wife, because Molly is extraordinary at that. I'll just kind of sit back and try to keep the eyes dry over the next year, because I know it's gonna be as crazy as this campaign it is. I understand that, you know, having a child who's a senior in high school, it gets pretty wild and crazy too. So,
anything else?
I don't think so. My election, again, is August 7th. It is the Republican primary. It's going to be the only election in this case, or in this particular race, because there are no Democrats who have filed. So the only race is the primary, August 7th. And I'm so appreciative of the support that I've received up to this point. And I would just ask for people's continued prayers and their support. And I certainly would appreciate everyone's vote on Tuesday, August 7th.
Thank you, Brent. Brent Dykman, candidate for Johnson County Associate Circuit Judge, guesting with us on Johnson County Today.